880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wonder Woman has given me the nod, which means that we are on the air. Wonder Woman, get rid of that music. All right. We've got to go. We've got to go real fast because we have a special person holding on the line. Wonder Woman, can you hook me up with Lauren Book, my favorite blonde? Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
I was going to say, I'm just your favorite blonde because I know you have a favorite brunette.
There you go. I caught myself.
How are you?
I'm great. You know, we saw Coach today, gave him a big hug. I absolutely love that guy.
He is a great guy, and we just love him so much. I hope you gave him a kiss for me, too.
Oh, yeah, I did. Actually, Vivian gave him the kiss. I'm not going to, you know. But we had a great time seeing Ron. We love Ron. We look forward to continuing to work with you and your team. We talked about the book, how we can help with the rollout in the book. But we're just excited about everything. What's up, Lauren?
Well, we are actually in New York. Very excited. We told you a little bit about our partnership with the Yankees, and so we are very excited to be able to expand our pilot program here in the Bronx. And so I'm so excited about getting the go-ahead to do that.
Awesome.
So it was a great visit. But, you know, so excited about getting ready to do back to school and, you know, give parents all the tips and tricks they need for back to school safety.
Give me a couple right now because we got Larry's in holding on the other line. But I wanted to make sure we get your tips for back to school in. And then we're doing some more back to school in the second half of the hour with U Health. So give it to me, Lauren. Give it to me good.
All right. So it's very important that parents know the different youth serving organizations and groups that your children are going to be around this year. After school programming, make sure that all of their mentors have done and at least looked at the Lauren's Kids Youth Safety Handbook. If they're walking to school, make sure that they have a grown-up buddy or a pair that they can walk with to school. Always make sure that when they do get home, if there isn't somebody home, that there's a PLAN in place. And I would ask all of your listeners to check out the website, LaurensKids.org, to learn more about what the PLAN looks like.
Oh, I used to have a PLAN. It was called Street Football. And we'd have
one.
Yeah, we had a mom. One of the moms was in charge, and we'd play, and I'd say, hey, down and out, but don't go into the cactus. That was my favorite play, because the other guy would never want to go into the cactus. I just sucked it up and, you know, rubbed off on it. But so, Lauren, you know, how about grooming? You know, people are going to be meeting new people. New people are going to be coming into their lives. Talk a little bit about grooming. What can be a sign somebody can look for?
So important for parents to look for. Adults who want to spend or would rather spend time building relationships with your children than with other adults. If your children come home with unexplained gifts and money, those are some signs that something is not quite right. If your child is displaying some regressive behaviors, something that you as a parent should look into and talk to your children about. And actually, I'm so excited that we've been able to launch our SaferSmarterKids.org website that parents can go on with teachers and children to get this life-saving information.
Now, thanks to you and other members of our and members of our legislative delegations, there's new legislation in place that makes it imperative. In fact, it's the law that people report if they think kids are being subjected to child abuse or child sexual abuse. Lauren, what do people do?
They just called a hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. And you're so right that it's not only our moral obligation, but it is our legal obligation to report suspected child abuse.
You know,
and they do that right on the hotline.
You know, Lauren, you know, I heard some wonderful things about your upcoming next year or two when we met with Coach. We're really proud to be part of the team. We look forward to continuing to build on the support that we've created and the base that we've created with you. We just love you. We love what you do. And I want to thank you. I want to send a big thank you to you from all the people that you're never going to meet that owe you their lives.
Well, thank you so much, and we love you guys, and we will see you soon.
High five. Big
high
hug
five.
And kiss. Big hug and kiss.
Bear kiss and hug.
Okay, travel safe. We'll talk to you soon. Back after this short break with my man, Larry Zim. We're going to talk cars. We're going to talk Fitbit competition. And I might even get Larry to tell me how he got to become an award winner. Woman's Choice Awards. Larry Zim, Woman's Choice Award winner. Back after this. Hang on. You're not going to want to miss this.
It's time to dive in with Saturday Spectaculars at Marlins Park. Enjoy the thrill of Marlins baseball with all-you-can-eat seats for just $27. You'll get unlimited KMB Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water. Celebrate Dominican Heritage Night on August 16th at 7:10 versus the Diamondbacks. Plus, all fans are invited to a post-game party at the Clevelander, hosted by DJ Red and DJ Junior. Presented by Heineken Life. Drink responsibly. Get your tickets at Marlins.com today.
I'm diving in this weekend. I'm going Saturday night. I'm going Sunday night. Sunday night's a sweet night. We're going to have a blast. I cannot wait to be with my buddies from the Marlins. And you know, the University of Miami, they provide the medical backup to the Marlins. And I've been working on something really cool that I got involved with when we had Dr. Harvey on a few weeks ago. He challenged me to come in and take their brain fitness tests, and I'm hooked. I've been playing these brain fitness games that are available through UHealth, and it's been sharpening me up. That's right. There's more to me. There's more to me today than there was before. And in the future, there'll be even more. So you're going to want to stay tuned and hear how my brain keeps evolving. My brain that I'm keeping fit by playing these wild, interesting games. And they give you feedback. It's terrific. If you want more information, give Dr. Harvey and his team a call at 305-355-9080. I've been getting emails from all my buddies. I've been tweeting about this all day, and they're emailing me back wanting the info. So if you want to keep your brain fit, you want to get the mental edge on everybody, call 305-355-9080.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit. I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
We heard Lauren book before, and then we just played the Lawrence Kids commercial. And I want to take this opportunity before we put Larry's in on the air to thank Larry for helping us help kids, because Larry went out and started giving the Lawrence Kids license plate registration form. We had lawrencekids.org. He helped us get to the number that we needed to get the Lawrence Kids license plates. Stick with us. We're going to talk about, you know, being charitable in the community. Larry's winning the Women's Choice Awards, and we're going to talk about my Fitbit contest with Larry in just a second, but I got to mention this. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are not back. Are we back? I am back. Wonder Woman. Give me those hand signals all the time. I can never figure it out. We are back, and we are talking with my Fitbit buddy, Larry Zim. Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
I'm feeling fit.
Yeah, I can see that, by the way. You've been taunting me the last few days.
Hey, I really try to just send you the happy faces, but occasionally I've got to taunt you. And you know what I'm finding out about this Fitbit thing is this is like a new social network.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We actually we did a company health initiative with the Fitbits, and it became a big social network amongst everybody using them within the dealerships. So there's a lot of taunting going on, a lot of cheering going on, but it's a really neat thing, and it's kind of brought the group together a little more.
Oh, and not only that, I've now learned how to find other people. My cousin, who moved away to North Carolina 15 years ago, and I are now taunting each other on a regular basis. He's the guy that's leading me. I can't catch up to him. I just can only say that, hey, I had back surgery, buddy. But it's so great to keep in touch with him, and it provides, well, you know I'm compulsive, and you can only imagine I must be redoing my little Fitbit thing at least once a day. I mean, once an hour, looking at how far I've walked. It's really cool.
I'm really enjoying it. You know what's been great for me, Jim, is that it's made me pay attention to when I'm not moving around. So rather than calling somebody from my phone to another, I'll just go and walk to their office.
You know,
and, you know, it's those little things that make the difference.
It is what makes the difference. I sat down and I was meeting with a couple of the guys in the rehab group at University of Miami Health Systems. We call them U Health on the show. And they hadn't really used the Fitbit. And they were asking me what I thought about it, how it was helping me in my rehab. And I love it because it helps me track when I'm improving. And you can do all these logs and things like that. But the thing I enjoy the most is the sleep monitor, because I'm an absolute nutcase and I always just want to have a nice flat sleep line. I just can't do it.
Yeah, you know, I started using the sleep monitor when I first got it. And then, I don't know, lately I haven't been using it. But it is really cool the way it shows you. You know, kind of made me upset a lot of times when I was seeing how little I was sleeping.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be conscious of that any longer, so I just decided to stop using it.
Well, that's because you're younger than an old man like me. You have things that it's worth being deprived of sleep. Usually for me, the sleep deprivation is because I got up and I got hungry and I needed to have some ice cream. But Larry, there's something I wanted to talk about. First of all, high five on the Fitbit. You know, keep running. Eventually someday you'll catch up to the old man that's leading the pack.
Well, you know, I got to say I am impressed, Jim.
Well, thank Tarek for that. He's terrific. But Larry, you know, Vivian sent me something on Facebook, because she's the one that cruises Facebook and alerts me to really cool things that happen in my world on Facebook. And she was telling me this Woman's Choice Award. You won this. I went in there, clicked on it. I saw this video. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, it really wasn't me that won the award. It was our company. They just happened to use my picture in the article. Basically, the Women's Choice Organization had surveyed our customers. They surveyed all female customers, and you had to receive a 90% or better satisfaction rate with those customers in order to qualify as a Women's Choice business, which gives us the opportunity to use their seal and to continue to partner with them in future events. But, you know, basically, it was a testament to our ability to satisfy our customers and make a positive experience for anybody who's coming through here. Yeah. And most notably, women. I mean, women make 84% of all car buying decisions. And, you know, if you're not treating them correctly, you're never going to get anything done. We recognize that, we have to make this a comfortable environment regardless of who's coming in here.
Well, I know that 20, 25 years ago, one of the first women that was a salesperson in the auto business was my mom. That's right, everybody. You figured it out. My mom used to sell cars. I'll bet you could never guess that, could you? But anyway, Larry, and one of the things that really made her successful was that the women would come and they would have nobody to talk to, nobody they could bond with, nobody that understood what they were going through when they were making the purchase. And back 25 years, alone with the weaker credit situation, it was really a challenge.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, many people come in and they make the mistake of not talking to the person who's buying the car, which in, you know, many cases is the woman who's coming into the dealership. You know, she's coming in for her car with her husband, and they decide that they're not going to even pay attention to her and just talk to the husband, which is, you know, insulting and one of the biggest mistakes that you can make.
Wonder Woman is nodding in agreement. Wonder Woman, chime in on that. No one would ever ignore you, my love. All right. So, Larry, I get it totally from the other side of the glass there that the women are important and that they feel like that they're not treated appropriately.
Well, you know, buying a car has never been known to be a comfortable experience for most people. We try to do whatever we can to make it a great experience all around. And, you know, male, female, doesn't matter. We're trying to reach everybody in the most positive and comfortable way that we can.
Well, you know, part of that comes from the, I just got to say it, Larry, the family environment that you guys have fostered for the 35 years since we bought our first car there. It's been nothing but from Warren to you, you know, from even before that, for your grandfather, when we were really buying the early cars. It's just been a wonderful way that we've been treated. And that's what keeps us coming back. You, from you to May in the service department, to Frank, who sells me the cars, to Ismet, who nudges me to get a new one. Everybody on your team, when we walk in, it's like we're going back to a family reunion.
Well, we certainly appreciate that very much, Jim. And, you know, if we didn't provide that type of experience, I don't think we would have been able to stick around this long.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you stick around for another 15 minutes?
For you? Okay.
All right. I promise I won't razz you for 20 minutes. All right, Wonder Woman, take us away. We'll come back with Larry Zinn. We're going to talk more about the Dolphins. We're going to talk about his impact in the community with things like Lauren's kids. We're probably going to razz him again about the Fitbit competition I continue to lead after a month. Take it away, Wonder Woman.
We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. Ain't no rules, ain't no vow. We can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through.
Oh, man, I'm jamming. I'm jamming when I'm talking to Larry because I love Larry. Larry treats everybody like a king, not just me, not just the ladies, everybody. And that's why his entire dealership, and if you noticed, he said that they used the photo of him, but it was his dealership and his team that won the award. And that's because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I love this stuff. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. This is all the God's honest truth when I say it. You know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. And that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, fur service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. It also includes becoming part of the Warren Henry family. I want to add that. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
No time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
It's time to dive in with Saturday Spectaculars at Marlins Park. Enjoy the thrill of Marlins baseball with all-you-can-eat seats for just $27. You'll get unlimited KMB Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water. Celebrate Dominican Heritage Night on August 16th at 7:10 versus the Diamondbacks. Plus, all fans are invited to a post-game party at the Clevelander, hosted by DJ Red and DJ Junior. Presented by Heineken Life. Drink responsibly. Get your tickets at Marlins.com today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to say high five to Peter for nailing me on Twitter from Warren Henry. Thanks, Peter. Finally got you to say something to me on Twitter. Listen, Larry, my Facebook spies tell me all about this JCC All-Star Camp. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about it?
You know, we've been doing this for quite a while now. You know, Floyd Raglan, our outside marketing consultant, has helped us put this together throughout the last few years, and it's a really nice event that we put together with a lot of children who come over to the JCC. They put on a three-day basketball camp, and every day they have a different visitor. Typically, it's different professional basketball players. I know even Dennis Rodman was coming out this year. I was there the other day, and Brandon Knight was out there.
Wow.
You know, and many retired basketball players are going over there as well. You know, and it's a really nice experience. I was out there for a while watching the kids play, and then listening to the basketball players speak to them, and you know, watching how engaged they were and how excited they were to be talking to these guys. So it's a really cool thing, and also very good for building the skill sets of these young kids.
Well, I know Floyd really works hard to build your brand, and he does a great job. We love working with Floyd on the events. And Larry, I know that you do all kinds of things for young people, and a lot of it doesn't really get recognized. I want to take the time on the radio show. We mention it a lot, but I don't know how often I get a chance to thank you for working with us and Ron Book and Lauren Book and Lauren's kids. You, your family, the impact you have on our community is really terrific, and I want to thank you, and you're a great example for people across the city on, you know, using your business to help leverage your doing good in the community.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. We're glad that we had the opportunity to help out, and certainly appreciate you reaching out to us about that.
It's my pleasure. You know, sometimes all it takes is giving somebody the opportunity to do good, and you'd be surprised what happens. Now, Lair, tell me some new stuff that we've got coming in this fall, maybe this winter, car-wise. Let's talk a couple minutes about cars. You know, I see the great Infiniti commercials. I'm a human being Infiniti commercial. You know, you got the Jaguars. You know, tell me some good stuff that's coming out.
Well, this weekend in particular is one of the most important weekends for the car business. It's the Concours d'Elegance out in California. So over in Pebble Beach, they're having one of the biggest car shows out there. And many manufacturers bring out their newest models and things that they're about to reveal. And also, it's like car guy heaven. It's, you know, where
I want to go with you to Pebble Beach.
Cars are.
I want to go with you to Pebble Beach. We have to find it. I know that you never go anywhere, but, I mean, it's not business. So we'll make it business. We got to go out to Pebble Beach, man, and go see these cars.
I was dying to go this year, and I got the squeeze at the last minute. You know, the boss... Boss didn't bring me along, but out there this year they're going to have the Range Rover Sport SVR. We're talking a 550 horsepower Range Rover Sport.
Woof.
This car would be faster around the Nürburgring, which is the standard for all vehicles to be tested on.
Mm-hmm.
Faster than an F1 car would have been in the 70s around that track.
No way.
I mean. Oh, it's absolutely incredible how fast this vehicle is.
How about stability? You know, if you're going that fast, does it have like a special thing that helps it stay stable at a high speed?
Would you like me to bore everybody because I could do it for a while?
No, just a yes is fine at this point.
Yeah, it's extremely stable. There's a lot of technical details that we could go into on how they do that, but I don't want you to lose your listening audience.
Yeah, no, but I'm going to come up because I want to see that. And, you know, we got a person in our family who's just all over me to get one of those.
Oh, absolutely, and this is going to be a really special car. I mean, it's going to be very unique, and I'm sure there won't be too many of them out there. But it's a really, really neat car that I had the opportunity to see recently.
Yeah, so you know, if it's something that's a must-have car, then I got to believe that you're taking numbers for this because this is a must-have car kind of town.
And it's funny. I had a friend who's in China right now, and he saw the car for the first time on the internet 2 days ago when they did a little pre-launch photo and video. And he sent me a text message saying, "I'm in China right now, but I know you're sleeping. But when you wake up, I need to let you know that I want to be the first on the list for this car."
I think I might even know who that might be.
It's very possible.
Now, that's great, Larry. So you've got these new cars that are coming in from Range Rover. We've talked a little bit. We always talk about the new Jaguars and the coupe and the convertible. I mean, it's just amazing. What's Jaguar got coming down the pike after them?
Well, Jaguar's got a few things that are coming over the next few years. You know, they'll have a replacement Jaguar XF. The new model will come out. We also have the XE, which isn't too far away. That's a small sedan, more like a, you know, BMW 3 Series competitor that
cool.
we haven't had in a long time.
Yeah.
And then, a couple of years down the line, Jaguar's going to have their own crossover SUV as well.
Wow.
And, had the opportunity to see that car in person. It is absolutely stunning.
So my wife is going to start nudging me for a different SUV or just both of them, whichever I can get my hands on first?
I would imagine whichever one comes first, you know, but she may nudge you for both, and I wouldn't blame her.
That's okay. Maybe I will get both, but, you know, I still love my Infiniti. You know, it's great. I drive her around all the time, and I always used to take her big... her big Q car. And now I'm she's going out. She likes to drive in my car. And I'm going, well, I like your car. I'm seeing a switch coming in the future here.
Yeah, I could see that happening. You know, it changed things up a little. Why not?
Well, people like to go look with me at real estate, so, you know, this way I can put them in the back seat. Now, Larry, we've only got a couple minutes left. Wonder Woman, how much time do I have? Flash me some fingers. Okay, she flashed fingers. I didn't need you to talk that time, but if you want to talk, you can talk, honey. No one can keep you quiet. I already know that. So we've got about 4 minutes left, Larry. Let's talk about one of your other favorite topics. It's the middle of September. It's a Sunday afternoon. You're sitting at the 50-yard line. What are you expecting to see this year?
Well, you know, I like to think that every year is our year. So, you know, I'm hoping for big things. I'm really excited about having an offensive line and, you know, Tannehill spending less time on his back this year. You know, I hope that we will have a solid team for this year and hopefully be a playoff team. But, you know, it's a tough division and you know, being a younger Dolphins fan, it's been a little tough throughout my years. But, you know, we go into every year positive, and regardless of winning, losing, it's football.
Yeah,
it's the most exciting time of year.
It's football. It's fun. I know that there's a great party in your suite every weekend because I've been there occasionally, and actually more than occasionally, and it's just terrific. And, you know, Tarek Maddox, who trains me, he also trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller, and he's telling me that Frank was an absolute workout beast and that he's modeling himself after Frank. And that's why you don't hear a lot from Lamar, because he doesn't want to talk a lot, because Frank doesn't talk a lot. But if you watch that first series, Lamar was breaking tackles. High five to Lamar Miller, that's MillerTime_6 for you on Twitter, for really working hard to be a better player this year. And I'm looking forward to tailgating and going to the games, too. And Larry, just, you know, we only got a couple minutes left. So I'd like you to tell people where you guys are located. And, you know, if we've got any sort of end of the model year specials like I'm seeing here on TV all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a great time because it is the end of the model year throughout all of our brands. You know, you could certainly come and see us whenever you'd like. We can be reached at www.warrenhenryauto.com or on social media at Warren Henry Auto for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And, you know, the best way to call us is 305-690-6006.
Larry, we've only got about a minute left now, and I'd like it if you could give a shout-out to some of the folks that really make it happen there at Warren Henry. We talked about Floyd. I've mentioned May. We've mentioned Frank. We've mentioned Ismet. Who's sort of like somebody that's a behind-the-scenes player, and you cannot say Warren, that we need to give a high-five to here on the show?
Well, we've got Eric Day and Kelly Hayes and Ed Molko and Danny Palenzuela and Neil Speicher and even our good buddy Petey. you know, Andrew Kipnis, and I could keep going on forever. We've got some really great staff here that I'm very fortunate to work with.
Well, listen,
and I appreciate you letting me have some time to mention them.
It's no problem, because when I come in, they pay me in smiles and high fives and chest bumps, and I'm just thrilled to come in there. You know, whenever I go there, we talk about it all the time, that it's like a family and that your family approaches an advantage, one of the many that you guys give. But it really is. It's really great. You talked about how intimidating it is when somebody goes in and buys a big-ticket item like a car. It's really a once-in-a-lifetime or once-every-once-in-a-lifetime type of thing, and it scares the heck out of them. You make it easy. Larry, I want to say thank you for doing that for my family for so many years.
No, thank you very much, Jim. And, you know, I love having customers like you that just come in and make friends, because that's the best way to come in and buy a car.
Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Larry's in. We'll talk to you again soon, Larry. I'll come out to the shop, to the store. We'll see you. We'll do some Fitbit stuff. Thanks again. Thanks as always. Larry's in. Oh, you cut it right off at the best part where they riff the guitar, Wonder Woman. But that's all right. You're always terrific. And you know who else is always terrific? You heard him before. Larry's in. How can you not love that guy? When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Larry's in and the guys and gals at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They're exceptional people. And they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. It also makes you part of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, stick with us around the corner because we're going to be talking about back to school with U Health. We're going to talk about your kids, ADHD, and drugs, and all kinds of other really neat things, including how you do the homework. So stick with us around the corner. And you know, as a high-powered executive, I always demand the best for my health, and I got a UHealth executive physical. And from the minute I scheduled my appointment, I got unparalleled medical care and customer service from my personal concierge that guided me through my visit to customize my preventive health plan, and it keeps me feeling my best every day. You heard me talking about how I keep my brain fit with their fitness brain tests. Hey, for any follow-up care, you have direct access to UM's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you. I trust them to take care of me, so you can take care of business just like I do. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
It's time to dive in with Saturday Spectaculars at Marlins Park. Enjoy the thrill of Marlins baseball with all-you-can-eat seats for just $27. You'll get unlimited KMB Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water. Celebrate Dominican Heritage Night on August 16th at 7:10 versus the Diamondbacks. Plus, all fans are invited to a post-game party at the Clevelander, hosted by DJ Red and DJ Junior. Presented by Heineken Life. Drink responsibly. Get your tickets at Marlins.com today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it sounds like a complete mess out there, so just relax, go slow, let the person cut in front of you because they're going to do it anyway, and stick with us because we've got an absolutely super back-to-school segment coming up for you. We've got Dr. Jeffrey Brosco. He's the director of the pediatrics program at UHealth. Stick with us because UHealth, it's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is B-I-G, big. It contains more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation and soon on the west coast of Florida. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You know, you might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You know, UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for, 11 years in a row now, and it also has the world-renowned University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments and doctors and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. You know, they're doing some wild and innovative things over there. They've even figured out how to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. You know, there's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you can never know what it's going to be. It could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. I feel nice.
All right, let's talk kids. It's back to school, and we have got the kid doc on the phone, Jeffrey Brosco, MD, PhD. He's the director of the pediatrics program at UHealth. I don't want to spend much more time on the intro. You'll know he knows what he's talking about when he's done talking. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Oh, thank you. Now, the kids are going back to school, and we touted how a lot of them take take drugs. I mean, you know, I was actually sitting in somebody's office with their kids earlier today, and the kids were bouncing off the walls. The parents looked at me and said they both have ADHD and they hadn't taken their medicine. My gosh, I was a kid. I didn't know anybody that had ADHD and didn't take any medicine. So tell me, Doc, what's different today than back then?
Well, there are a few things. One is that our expectations for children have changed a lot. I mean, I remember when I was in kindergarten, it was half day, it was graham crackers, it was recess, a nap, and then home.
Yeah, juice too, maybe, if you
were lucky. Exactly, get some juice too. And nowadays, we're expecting 4- and 5-year-olds to sit still, learn to read, do math problems. And what happens is about 10% of our kids just aren't ready for that. It's the prefrontal lobes of your brain. It's the part of your brain that tells you, sit still, pay attention, do the boring stuff. And whether that's a disease or not, or it's just a trait that in some ways is really good, it's a problem if you're 5, 6, 7 years old and your job is to sit still and learn, and everybody else in the classroom can do it and you can't.
So they are just underdeveloped. I hate to be really technical. So their brain's not fully developed, which, you know, you read about. It doesn't even fully develop till you're like 19 or 20, I guess. But and then you give them drugs to make them compete. Why can't we find a way to keep these kids drug-free and happy?
So I think the first part of what you said is exactly right. The second part's pretty complicated. So if you think about a 2-year-old, 2-year-olds do not sit still and pay attention to boring stuff. 22-year-olds, yeah, you probably should have learned it by then. And somewhere in between, your brain develops enough to be able to do it. And the question always is, can you meet the needs of your environment?
Mm.
Now, when you're 22 years old, your environment may be that you're a radio show talk host. And the more ideas that come to you, the better. But when you're supposed to sit still and do something boring, that's not a good thing. There are lots of good evidence-based ways to help children behave better that don't require medicines. So I think that's the first thing that listeners need to know, that what the normal things that we do as parents typically help most children learn how to behave well. For kids that have ADHD and similar kinds of symptoms, you need a little bit of extra work, a little bit of extra time, and it's pretty tricky. So, for example, what you need to do a lot of the time is catch a child being good and reward small steps in the right direction. Mm. Well, that's not easy to do. You know, if you have a child who, you know, got in 2 fights and broke 3 windows, you're not too happy with him. If the next day he gets in 1 fight and breaks 1 window, you know, you're supposed to say, you made a good improvement since yesterday. That's hard for most parents, most teachers to do. So when we fuss at kids, they usually do worse over time. So learning how to do that right is pretty tricky. So it works, but it's not easy.
Wow, this is great stuff. I'm already going to say we need you back, Doc. Now we touted a little bit about helping kids with homework. What can you do to tip off parents about how to help their kids with homework? I think I see where you might be going.
Yeah, well, there are a couple things. Homework, it's interesting to see how things have changed over time. Again, when I was in elementary school, we didn't have any homework. Nowadays, we've decided, at least here in Miami-Dade County, that we need to have kids doing a lot of homework in elementary school.
Uh-huh.
First thing parents need to know is that there's no evidence that homework in the early years helps you with math and reading and that kind of stuff. So parents worry, my kid's not doing his homework, is he going to learn to read? Yes, he will learn to read. Now, homework does have some value, right? If your child learns to be independent, even if it's only for 10 or 15 minutes, if he learns to be quiet and organized, if he learns to be responsible, those are really important things to learn, even when you're 6, 7, 8 years old. The problem comes in when parents feel like it's their responsibility to get the homework done, and they get too involved. And the research shows that when parents get really overly involved and are fighting with their kids about getting homework done, it makes things worse.
You know, hold on, take a step back, because you rolled through the point way too fast, Doc.
Sorry about that.
No, because I think it may be lost on somebody that just may have gotten cut off in the rain.
All right.
What really it seems to me that what you're saying is that we can help our kids study, but really it's the process of the studying, not what they're studying, that we're trying to teach. And, you know, and if I think about it, that's the way it was when I started college.
Right. That's right. So a couple simple rules. Rule number one, it's your child's homework, not yours. It's his responsibility, her responsibility, not yours. So you want to set a time to do homework. You might give them their materials. But then whether they get it done or not, that's their job. And if they don't, well, then they're going to have some consequence when they go to school the next day. And they need to learn that. And if you save them from the consequence, they never learn that in the first place.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't walk the high wire with a net forever.
Right. And then a second thing might be that you set up a simple rule like no electronics until your homework is done. And a lot of parents struggle with this, right? I have 4 kids, and they all want to be on their electronic thing all the time. But if we say the rule is you have to have your homework done first, Well, sometimes, yeah, they don't do their homework, but then there's no electronics.
Oh, you shut off your Wi-Fi.
It's a simple rule, and that works pretty well.
It sounds great with the four kids. Just pull your Wi-Fi. That's terrific. Now, you know, we talked about some of the easy stuff. What are some, and this is terrific stuff. I mean, we've only got about 3 minutes left, so kids are going back to school. We already heard from Lauren Book that talked about what to look for from a, you know, sexual predator standpoint. Let's be positive now and
sure.
talk about what parents should expect from their kids after the first day of school. They come home. How can parents set the right tone with their kids to be successful?
So great question. A couple things. One is I think what you want your kids to get more than anything else is that they should have a love of learning. If they come home and they're hating school and it's just work all the time, then you're not getting very far. So you want to try to connect what they learn with the cool stuff in their life. So kids who love sports, you can talk about how the math that they're learning is related to statistics in baseball or whatever else. If you're cooking something, you can talk about how you're using math to figure out how you follow your recipe. So I think that's one thing, is you can, in your everyday life, show how the skills they're learning really make a difference.
Wow. Now, you've had some great stuff. Wonder Woman, how much more time do I have? Oh, my gosh. Well, we got a lot of time then, Doc.
Good.
okay, so the child's come home, and they met some new friends, and their clothes smell a little funny. What should we do?
Clothes smell a little funny. Well, if their clothes smell funny because they're running around and playing, that's pretty common.
Okay.
That's for sure. And I think that there is a lot of worry nowadays about what's happening to kids in school. And it's important to separate out the younger ones and the older ones. The younger ones, you know, in terms of their activities, there's a lot of innocent playing with each other. And you need to talk to them and see if you can find out what happened, if I get your implication.
Yeah.
The older kids, they can usually tell you explicitly what's going on. And I think talking to your children is the first thing. And the stuff that makes me the most worried is when kids say they have a secret that they can't tell you about.
Whoa.
That tends to be the biggest concern.
Wow. Well, I guess that it sounds like that person needs a secret, somebody that they can tell things to. How does a parent break through a wall like that, Doc?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that you do as a parent over time, you know, and this is hard for every parent, you want to develop a sense of trust. And what that means is when your child tells you something, you try not to lose it. When you get really angry with your kid when they tell you stuff, then they learn, well, I better not tell mom and dad this anymore. So if you can be open and calm and not lose it when they talk to you about stuff, you create an environment in which they're more likely to tell you stuff.
Well,
we
need some interactive relationship between you and Ashwin Mehta so he can teach the parents mindfulness so they can come and get calm.
Exactly. Mindfulness is a great thing. You know, if you take a deep breath, let your emotions sort of settle, that's exactly right. There's one other thing I did want to talk about.
Oh,
a lot
please.
Of parents get this wrong, and that is when your child does well, let's say he gets a good grade on a test, a lot of us want to say how smart our child is. It turns out that when you say that, they're likely to do worse next time. If you talk to your child about, I'm proud of you for how hard you tried. I'm really glad to see you worked your best, that you tried to do it as well as you could. You worked hard. Those kids tend to do better in the future. So you want to learn to praise effort and not just results.
Oh, my gosh. That's just awesome, because I'm sitting here, I got to just say, comparing this to myself. And, okay, I always got good grades. And I always used to think that it was just talent. And it was talent, all right. And then we talked about this a minute ago, until I got to college.
Right.
When I got to college, I needed the skill set to practice.
Yep.
And
that's
so
right.
It's very important that people, I got to just say it, get trained for life. And isn't that what we're talking about?
Exactly. You're in it for the long run. You're trying to prepare your child for a long and healthy and wonderful life.
Oh, wow. This has been a long and wonderful segment. You know, Dr. Brosco, I hope you'll come back. If people
sure.
need to get a hold of you, how do they ask you more questions or get in line for some advice from you?
Sure. So at the Mailman Center for Child Development, part of University of Miami, our info line is 305-243-7541.
One more time, because we got some Jets fans that listen to the show.
Yeah, it's the Mailman Center for Child Development at the University of Miami School of Medicine. And it's 305-243-7541.
Wow, Jeffrey P. Brosco, MD, PhD, better be coming back on the show soon. Pediatric superstar, thank you so much for enlightening us on a bunch of really interesting issues.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
You got it. Back after this, I'm going to talk about the next Brickell Avenue. We're going to discuss Edgewater. Everybody got on my case last week when I said Coconut Grove. Today, the argument for Edgewater. Back after this.
to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego.
Yeah, I wanted to give a little summer redo there. A little summertime as the kids get ready to go back to school. They shouldn't forget how great summer was. And my gosh, that guy is a superstar. I need him back. I hope my wife is listening. She's the one that books the UHealth guests. Honey, we need him again. And you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. I think everybody wants to hear more of him. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know that. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinitis, and I got a boatload of them from these guys, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it every time. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. You also become part of the Warren Henry family. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you will still get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, you heard Lauren and I talking early in the broadcast about how she's in New York and the New York Yankees are sponsoring her. I think that kind of gives you a clue. Lauren is becoming rapidly, and I think already is, an international icon for child protection. Join us this I guess, spring when we walk with her. Go to laurenskids.org, learn about the signs. You heard us talking about the things that kids need to know about going back to school when we had Dr. Brosco on. There's a lot of other things you need to learn before your kid goes back to school, too. You can find a lot of it at laurenskids.org. Join us as we support Lauren Book and her efforts to protect the innocent.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're going to do real estate. We're going to do real estate, and we're going to talk about what the next Brickell Avenue is. But before I do that, I want to have everybody join me. Join me Wednesday, August 27th at the JW Marriott Marquis. Join me with ULI. We're going to go through the ULI Vision Awards. They're going to highlight and reward many, many of the icons here of South Florida. And Tony Goldman is going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award. So I know I'm going to see my buddy Joe First there. If you want more information, call 954-783-9504. Ask for Julie Medley or email her, julie.medley@uli.org. That's where I go to meet the people that help me frame my thoughts. A lot of thought leaders go there. And yes, I'll admit it. Yes, I'm a thought leader too. And let's talk about that a little, because I got bombarded last weekend after I said that Coconut Grove was going to be the next Brickell. Everybody said, hey, Coconut Grove, how can you pick Coconut Grove? They're never going to get enough density down there. They're never going to have people down there. Well, hey, nobody said it had to be dense with full of people. I just said, where's the next Brickell going to be? And I know a lot of folks that are moving out of some some office buildings onto Brickell, moving into some of the stuff in Coconut Grove. And I can tell you this, some of the richest people I know are going to be moving right next to my office building in the Grand Bay Towers. We're going to be having that beautiful Grand Bay building that the Terra Group is building right next door. If you haven't seen it, check my Twitter feed for some of the construction stuff under the hashtag Cranes Up. And it is twisting. That stuff is down there. It's twisting. It's really neat. But let's talk about Edgewater. I have friends that are developing on Edgewater. We'll just say that they're with the Related Group. And, you know, the Related Group loves Edgewater. They got a bunch of projects. In fact, when I leave here, I'm going to a Related Group promotional party over in Edgewater. I'm going to see all my friends. It's going to have a great time. I'm going to check out the project that I've been watching being built there, Paradiso Bay, as it comes out of the ground right outside my window. Check my Twitter feed. You'll see all kinds of cool photos on that. Edgewater. Why is Edgewater the next Brickell? I think Edgewater is going to be better than Brickell. Edgewater has better bones than Brickell. You have the ability with Brickell running down the middle to build an entire neighborhood. They call it East Edgewater. And then there's a whole other part of the neighborhood that is on the west side of Brickell, and then there's also the interface that it has with the design district and Wynwood and all the cool things that are going on there. Shelley's Fashion District is out there too. I can just about walk anywhere from there, and it's a great commute everywhere. Again, look on my Twitter feed. You'll see the moonrise that came up over Edgewater for the supermoon. It was absolutely smoking hot. So check all my feeds if you want to see this stuff. But what's going on Biscayne Boulevard north of downtown is nothing short of amazing, and it didn't take Genting to do anything. I mean, all they're doing is doing a slow demo on the Herald building. The real momentum is coming from the developers, and I know what I'm talking about because I've had my bread buttered there. I sold one property there for $7 million. 6 months later, we sold it for $14. That's right. Now, granted, it was under contract for a considerable period of time, so the real value increased over a 2.5-year period, not 60 days, but it's incredible what's going on there. All these super luxe condos are going up, and they're building them for the investors. The investors are buying them, and what's going to happen? All the people that are going to want to live in the heart of the pulsing area of Miami, where they can get to South Beach easy, where they can get to Fort Lauderdale easy, where they can get to Miami, MIA, all of the different locations that you want to go, and yes, even Coral Gables, you can get there if you really try at rush hour. Edgewater is just great. They opened up the new Publix, so now we've got Publixes on both ends of Edgewater. My wife has to flip a coin to decide which one she goes to, and we all know the real answer. She goes to both. I guess that one has the better strawberries, one has the better blueberries. She's going to go check on both of them. And now I can only tell you that I hear rumors of other grocery stores opening up there. I don't want to say who, where, or when. And with, Grant is back there. Grant, I'm sorry, you got the Walmart coming too, Grant. I know it's like, that's right, it's just like a snowball rolling down. It's just coming, Grant. I'm sorry to tell you. So Walmart's coming, and I know, Walmart's going to do, well, there's people, everybody shops at Walmart. All right, well, so that's why Edgewater's going to have office. It's going to have, we're building a hotel in Edgewater right now. If you notice how the motel got torn down at 35th and Biscayne, that's us. We're tearing it down. We're building a brand new extended stay there. It's going to be, Hampton Inn and Suites. That's it. I've only got a minute left, so I've got to turn into this. I've got to turn into the thank you man. First of all, thank you to UHealth for sending us the king of pediatrics. Oh, my God, that guy was absolutely great. I want to thank them so much for sending us our doctor today who we had for pediatrics. I want to thank all of our sponsors. I have to start off with thanking Larry's Inn and Warren Henry Automotive. They're great. They've been our longest-running sponsor, and right behind them is UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. They've been a sponsor since the beginning, too. The Miami Marlins, always diving in and having fun. The NFL Alumni Association, caring for kids. The Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, that's right. You'll see me out there next week on the third and most important preseason game, Social Media 305. If you like what I do on social, Johnny at Social Media 305 is the one that taught me. Lauren's kids. How could I forget Lauren Book? Queen of the Yankees. Brewster Kell. Magnum Energy Solutions. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Of course, the Aztec Group. More importantly and most importantly, thank you to our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. I'm at Jim Freed. I'm at Freed on Business. Follow me. Facebook, you heard I'm starting to learn Facebook. LinkedIn, I'm really learning how to do that. And in fact, we'll have some LinkedIn lessons after Labor Day. YouTube, website gets lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com, probably by Saturday. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us at 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 5. We're going to have a great show. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen, Wonder Woman. Take it away.